Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
Today we're watching episode 734, Power Rangers Super Samurai, episode 11, A Sticky Situation.
It aired April 28th, 2012, written by Seth Walter, directed by Petey Fish Sticks himself, Peter Salmon.
The fish. There's no salmon in fish sticks.
The real high-end ones you get from Whole Foods? You tell me Whole Foods probably doesn't have salmon fish sticks?
Get your salmon fish sticks at your asparagus water.
That?
For $37.86, probably somewhere around that ballpark.
Asparagus water?
Yeah, you don't remember the viral asparagus water?
No.
It was a bottle of water with a sprig of asparagus in it, and it was like $5.
Huh.
At Whole Foods.
Hey, honestly, sometimes my pee doesn't smell like asparagus, and I wish it would. So instead of eating a bunch of asparagus, I can just drink it. Speaking of drinking, I told you I have a couple stupid surprises.
Yeah.
Surprise number one is that it's not really for anybody but me, is that I'm trying to drink more water. And so I have three bottles of water with me.
Okay.
And I'm going to drink one while I'm watching the episode, and then the other two over the course of recording this. So hopefully I will have drank three bottles of water, which is almost half of what I'm supposed to drink in a day, according to my girlfriend in science. So I'm trying. It's so hard to drink seven bottles of water.
I don't think you need to drink seven bottles of water.
That's what
you keep
telling her.
You get a lot of water from, unless you're eating like solely crackers.
I'm only eating crackers and dry ramen.
You get a lot of water from food. Okay. Also,
well,
there's still water in other beverages also. I'm not trying to talk you out of this. I'm just saying I don't think you need to drink a full six bottles of pure water every day.
Josh, I'm glad you said that because it's so hard to drink seven. I've maxed out at three. I have topped out at three bottles in a day. It's so hard to drink seven bottles of water a day.
It's a lot of water. You'll be peeing so much.
That's one of the surprises I have is that if I gotta pee a lot, it's because I'm drinking a lot of water. Surprise number two is that I also am waiting on a call from a doctor's office to schedule an appointment. So at any point, a phone right here could ring, and I will have to take that call.
Okay.
That's not for anybody but you, really. And then surprise number three is I have a new Do review for you, except with a couple of caveats. Number one, it's not a Do. Number two, it's not new. And number three, I don't know who I'm doing this for.
Okay. Oh, God. Hope this isn't like a Jones Ranch soda or something. Oh, it's Moxie.
Josh, I got Moxie.
You got the Moxie.
I've
never had Moxie. A native New Englander, I've never
tried
Moxie.
I'm going to send
Moxie.
You a can. I'm going to send you. I have 12, and I know I'm not getting rid of all of them. So I am also a native New Englander, and I have had Moxie. And I haven't had it since I was a teenager because it's bad. It's one of the worst things you can drink, I think, in terms of flavor.
I have tried Tab, which was pretty awful.
Tab, I don't know if I've ever had.
It was a long time ago. I was probably in middle school or something. My cousin had a can, and he was like a cool,
when
he was
found
like,
under the couch.
He just bought a can at the convenience store because you could do that.
You used to be able to do that
back then.
God, I wish because I have 12 like cans of Moxie now.
Yeah, he was like a cool teenager. He was like, "Try this." I was like, "Yeah, all right." And I think if my memory is right, it was like a cola flavored cough syrup.
Well, in my head, Moxie is root beer flavored medicine, so that's, you know. So, but Ash is from Oregon, so she's never had Moxie, and I was like, we gotta have Moxie. You have to try it. It's terrible. It's the whole New England experience. You gotta try it. And so I bought a case, and we were gonna try it this weekend, and then just completely forgot, because why on earth
would you remember Moxie?
I think that's my brain trying to protect us, you know. But that means that I now have one ice cold can of Moxie.
Do you think it's better cold, or some sodas are better at room temp?
I can't imagine hot Moxie is good.
Don't boil it. Actually, you know what? Now that I've said it out loud.
Get the impurities out. I'm a room temp soda guy. I feel like I'm in a sort of a weird category of my own, and that I prefer my soda to be room temperature.
Yeah.
And out of a can. I think that's the best way that soda can taste. Asterisk, I think Moxie needs to be cold.
Yeah.
Here, could you guess at what the Moxie tagline is, do you think?
Any port in a storm?
Distinctly different.
Okay.
And then on the can, and this is audio medium, so I will show you and then I will describe it to the best of my abilities. There is a man pointing at you in sort of a threatening way.
You better drink this, Moxie. And then don't let me see you flinch.
And then it says drinkmoxie.com. Like, you got, if you don't, I swear to God. So I'm gonna drink this.
Well, you better. That harsh man put you on notice.
I don't want him to be mad at me. Yes. All right, so step one. Ooh, that's a kind of a crisp pop. Should I smell it? Do you think that would be good or bad?
You have to smell it and like waft it.
Okay.
Check the tannins.
I have a bad sniffer, so I can't really smell. Honestly, doesn't smell too bad.
Can you describe, does it smell familiar or does it just smell like Moxie?
It smells like, not necessarily, it smells like a candy version of a soda, like a root beer lollipop, but like,
okay,
maybe, but like different somehow with more Moxie in it.
So it's like, you know how the root beer bottle caps don't taste like any root beer you've ever had in your life?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they taste like Moxie.
Maybe that's what they are, because that is kind of what they smell like. All right, here we go. I'm going in.
Hmm? It was not a cringe.
Okay, well, now
inquisitive.
Now I'm worried.
Do you like Moxie?
That's not bad.
Maybe you are going to go through all 12.
Maybe. Okay, hold on. There is an aftertaste that is not good.
Yeah.
It sort of lingers. That does taste a little bit like root beer medicine. If Dimetapp had a root beer flavor. Ooh, it lingers, though, and that's bad. Kind of a shoe polish sort of linger to
Ooh.
It. Don't love that. Well...
So you have to drink it fat. You have to keep drinking
it. You gotta crush a Moxie.
Or get a chaser.
Yeah, I have two bottles or three bottles of water here.
The Moxie and a beer chaser.
A beer chaser. I think they changed the recipe. I think this is different now. I think somebody said, hey, nobody new is buying Moxie. We need to make it taste less like licking like a sticky spot under your carpet. Like under your couch on the carpet. Because you were playing Super Nintendo and something got under the couch and stuck there. And then when you move the couch years later, there's a sticky thing there. The Moxie tastes like that.
And you licked it.
Yeah, and you what if you licked that? That's what Moxie tastes like. We need to change it so that new people will buy Moxie and not just a constantly aging demographic of the oldest New England men you've ever seen in your life, including my dad, who is going to get a couple of these, but maybe less than I think. And that's honestly more worrying than I can. Or worse, I'm an old New England man now.
You're
and
the
I
old
like
New
Moxie.
England guy.
It came for me.
In the end, the Moxie will come for us all.
Moxie takes us all. Okay, that tastes what that sip was worse. I think I think once you let the tannin settle, it gets noticeable.
It's because the soda sinks to the bottom, so the first sip is like really light.
Yeah, and now it's just all Moxie, baby. Ooh, that's sitting around. It's pretty bad. Okay, it's like medicine. It's like when you take medicine, you're like, well, I'm just gonna taste this for the next 20 minutes.
Well, at least you have three bottles of water to chase it down.
That's true. I'm gonna start.
I also have a bottle of water. Usually I have a cup of water, but we're on a boil water advisory right now, so I bought a 40-pack of bottles at work.
I'm a bottled water guy because our water tastes a little weird if you just drink it right out of the tap, and I don't drive, so I feel like morally speaking, my carbon footprint has been much lower than a lot of people's. I can drink the bottled water. So that's Moxie. I wish it... Oh. I think they toned it down. I genuinely think they toned it down.
This is that corporate Moxie. This Moxie sold out.
I also wanted to talk about my new little Game Boy, but I don't know how much time you want to spend on that.
Now we can spend some time. You mean the Lego one back there that I just noticed? How long you had that?
I got it for Christmas. So okay, not very long. I haven't put it together yet. I'm talking
you
about
we've probably talked about it actually.
I just put it there yesterday, but we might have talked about it in the past. But no, I'm talking about my Anbernic 34XXSP. This little handheld gentleman.
It's a good looking device.
It's real nice. The buttons got nice.
Oh, those are clicky.
Yeah. They feel good. It comes with an operating system.
Yeah.
That sucks. And everyone's like, don't use Anbernic's native operating system. It's bad. Put a different one on it. And I was like, cool, I'm dumb. So how do I do that? And then so Ash looked up some stuff. I looked up like the operating system. She figured out how to she found a video of how to do it. It's not very hard. You do need like an SD card reader for your computer, which I got one for $10. So not bad. And then you should buy, it comes with an SD card, but you should definitely buy one from a real brand and not one that just came with it. That's
not one that they just acquired somehow.
They have and has no logo on it at all.
they
so
bleached it.
It's it's an uncut serial numbers filed off. VIN-less SD card. So I just got a SanDisk one, but you can get a 512 megabyte. Or 512 gigabyte a micro SDXC, I forget exactly what it is, a card from Walmart for $40.
Yeah.
Which is insane that's more than my computer that I'm recording this podcast on has.
Every time memory comes up, I say this, but I bought a 512 megabyte flash drive when I was in college for about $40.
Yeah. I got a thumb drive that was it was less than a gig. It might have been 256 megabytes, and I feel like it was $60.
Yeah,
in 2004 or 5.
You could get
sometime.
A 1 gigabyte one, but it was $95.
Yeah, and it's I don't know. I don't have that kind of scratch on me. No, thank you.
And then I remember when they upgraded their because the mount had servers for students to back up their work.
Yeah,
and when I remember how big a deal it was when they updated to a terabyte.
Right,
I was like, how this is enough to last forever,
we'll never fill it. Yeah, wild how memory just kind of keep, and the micro SDXC cards are the size of a Lucky Charm. They are but perfectly flat, they are, and they're so tiny, and there is more memory on that than on my computer that I'm recording this on right now, which is nuts. But so we got it set up, and I got a different operating system called Mustard OS, which is pretty user friendly and has a lot of stuff that you can like they got good FAQs. Apparently the Discord is really good if you have questions and stuff. I almost had to because the menu button didn't work, but it turns out that the menu button is a function button on Mustard OS, so you have to hit menu and another thing. There's a lot of shortcuts and stuff, which I love a shortcut, so I'm totally okay with that.
The Analog Pocket has a menu button that if you hold it, you can, it activates alternate functions for the other buttons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you hold the menu button and push up, and that takes a screenshot, or maybe that's a save state and down's a screenshot. One of them is a save state, one of them is a screenshot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You have to hold it and it turns the volume buttons into brightness buttons.
Yeah. There's a lot of same things with the Anbernic. It's because there's R1 and R1 and L1, which is what the SP had, but there's also R2 and L2. Which the SP did not have because you could play PlayStation games on this. It also has little analog sticks. So I did get NASCAR Rumble.
Yeah, I want you to play a 3D game on that and tell me how those sticks feel.
They don't feel terrible. They're inlaid a little bit. They're flat so the screen can close. So they're kind of recessed a little bit, but they don't feel bad by any stretch. I don't know how responsive they are. But it's very fun. I got some games on there now, including Charged Crystal.
I've heard that one's pretty good.
I hear a lot of good things. Some people love it.
Did you get the newest micro update?
Whatever the last one you put on there was is what I have.
Nice. Because Rhea keeps finding bugs in the tower every time she goes through. Which I knew there was going to be stuff because it's 15 floors. Everything's random.
Right.
And I was like, there's no way I got this in one.
Right. Yeah, so I got that. I got Drill Dozer.
Nice.
Which is fun. It's not as Dig Dug as I thought it was, which is fine.
Yeah, it's more of just like a straight up platformer.
It's more of a platformer. It's fun though. You just have a big drill. I was hoping for Dig Dug, and maybe it's time Dig Dug comes back.
Put Dig Dug on it.
I think I can't. I think I should just go find the you know. The
There's got to be a PlayStation like Dig Dug Mega Mix or something.
Put the Atari game on there, and I had that cart, so that's even super legal. So that cart's still somewhere around in my possession. But what else did I get? I got a Tetris game because I wanted to play a little bit of Tetris. I got Minish Cap and Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
I still haven't played all the way through that.
I hear it's good, so I'm going to play that.
You asked for GBA recommendations, and I was like, I don't like any GBA games, I don't think.
I'll take Game Boy Color. I'll take GBA. I want you because I missed the entire GBA line. I didn't have one.
Yeah.
So I just fully missed it. I played Ruby on my friend Eli's, and I hated it because Gen 3 is a bad Pokemon time. And I stopped playing handheld games until I got a DS several years later. But I basically missed the whole thing. But it also plays PlayStation games. And Sega games and Super Nintendo and stuff. So I'm going through there. I got the Ranma fighting game, which I never played, but I knew about. And so I'm like, oh, let me try that out. Let me
see. Gotta get the Super Nintendo Power Rangers games and we can do a game review.
I think so. Speaking of Power Rangers, so
yeah, let's get back on track.
Well, this is still on. This is on two tracks now. The tracks are merging. So Anbernic comes with its own. Their systems come with their own operating system, and this one happened to have a million games already in it.
Yeah.
Including four Power Rangers games on the GBA. Maybe more. There was Ninja Storm, Dino Thunder, SPD, and Time Force, maybe? Timeline-wise, it doesn't make sense, but I think that was the other one on there. But I was playing Ninja Storm. I was like, oh, let me play Ninja Storm. And apparently the games that come loaded onto it are, as you can imagine, the jankiest ROMs they have. Because they're not terribly legal. But I fired up Ninja Storm and I was like, let me play as Tori. Let me see just how the game goes. You could play for 1 minute as Tori before it would reset the ROM. And it just couldn't handle it. And I played as Dustin to see if it was different. And it let me play as Dustin a little bit longer. And I was like, well, I wanted to play as Tori. But it's also just like a side-scrolling beat 'em up. So it's not...
Yeah. It's kind of the trap of Power Ranger games, I think.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to get them. I heard the SPD one is kind of a platformer. So I might check that out. But yeah, got that. I'm excited to play a lot of retro games on a Game Boy because I like that. And it was pretty cheap because it's the XX series on Anbernic are like the cheaper chipsets, so they're just cheaper in general. So this was with shipping $90.
I want to get one of those. I love my Analog Pocket, but it only does up through like Super Nintendo Genesis era stuff.
Yeah.
And I want one that can do like N64 as best as it can and PlayStation. And a lot of the higher end ones can do GameCube now.
There are some that do GameCube.
And I can't imagine playing like Day of Reckoning on a Game Boy SP form factor.
So there's like a vertical one. It's the like there's the 477 and the 407. Or 406, and that's like screen size. The numbers is just the screen size. It's not like iterations or anything. But there is one that can play GameCube games. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get that. But I'm like, let me start with a cheaper one to figure out how to play games on these things and how, what to do at all first. But I do want to get the GameCube one just so I can just grab every GameCube game because I'm collecting them in real form, but I would like to also play them without having to hook my GameCube up to an adapter and do a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But this one, the SP, can play up through N64 and PlayStation, and I think Dreamcast maybe, which is impressive because it's a
I do want to get one that can do Dreamcast too because I've never played the honest version of Sonic Adventure 2. I've only played
Battle.
The GameCube one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And same with the first game, and everyone says like, oh, you have to play the Dreamcast one. but they only ever re-released the director's cut, which everyone says is a bad port.
Right.
I really want to play the original. So.
Well, I mean, look, maybe this is your sign.
And I hate gaming on my computer so much.
Computer gaming is evil. It's evil. It's the devil made it. It's evil. I hate it so much. I like a console. I like a handheld. Computer is not for games. Computer's not for games. I'm sorry, everybody. It's for one game, and that's Minecraft. It's computers for Minecraft, and that's it. And that's my hard line stance. Anyway, do you want to go watch Sticky Situation?
I guess we probably should.
Probably ought to. I gotta finish drinking this Moxie and drink these waters too. So, all right, we gotta get going.
Boy, this is really gonna color your opinion on this going forward. Drinking the Moxie while you watch it.
I don't think it's gonna help. I can still feel it on my tongue, and I haven't taken a sip in quite some time. And I feel like this is maybe the bad part of it now. Anyway, let's super samurai, guys.
Jake,
Josh. And we're back, and we just watched Sticky Situation, and I drank one bottle of water during that, so I'm nice. Down to two, and I still have some Moxie left, which is
unfortunate.
It's a real miscalculation on my part. I was too busy drinking water. Did this one? Okay, so the last couple episodes, you said that they felt like AI wrote them. Like, they felt off in a way.
Yeah. It was just, there were some things that were just like, I felt like it was either referencing something that didn't happen or was just something. It was just like out of nowhere or just off.
Did you get that feeling with this one?
This one, I think I was so wrapped up in how much I enjoyed the twist on the stuck together trope that I did not.
Okay. Because I didn't really, but then there was one thing that Mentor said. Every time Mentor came up, I was like, Mentor, this guy's not in the right show anymore.
Mentor is AI.
Mentor is, I hate it. We need to get rid of this guy. He sucks.
He's not contributing anything. He's eating up 10 seconds of screen time per episode.
There was also much less Emily than there has been in a couple episodes, and I have realized that I need a certain amount of Emily per episode in order to really lock in. Or else it gets a little loosey-goosey. HeyJakeAndJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through SPD. You got a vacation coming up. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe anything Mystic Force happen. Will be up. Who knows? What movie did we watch for Mystic Force? Was that the Hobbs and Shaw? That might have been Hobbs and Shaw.
I think that was Hobbs and Shaw because it had John Tuohy in it.
That did, yeah. Wasn't a good movie. Hobbs and Shaw is not a great movie. All the stuff in Samoa rules. Everything else
is not Hobbs the best. And Shaw is too long. Is too much movie?
It's too much movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's its major problem.
Big. Yeah. Idris Elba did have the Sharingan though, so that was pretty cool. I like that about it. Anyway, you can go there, listen to old episodes. Also, there is a archive feed, sysl.dev. Go there and find the tools, and then you can find our archive feed. Thank you again to Sizzle for doing that for us. There, you can email us, littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're a little bit on Twitter at morphingrid, not really, getting less every day, it feels like. We're on bluesky@morphingrid.bisky.social. We're on Snapple Podcasts and Google Play Pod, Pod Glue. Pods that glue together stay together.
These podcasts offer a sticky situation.
They say that at least two times. They title drop at least twice.
The second time they do it, like they didn't remember they did it the first time.
Honestly, that feels right.
Maybe that's the AI. That's the ChatGPT. being like, we need to drop the title.
I saw a video on Instagram maybe the other day where someone was like talking with ChatGPT and they're like, how many R's are in the word strawberry? And they're like, two. And that's incorrect. And you can see that if you look at the word strawberry. And they're like, no, there's three. And it's like, oh, I see what's happening here. So there's one in straw, and then there's also one in berry. And they're like, no, there's two in berry. And it's like, oh, okay, let's circle back. And I was like, this is a real I've never actually I don't know where ChatGPT is. I don't know how to go to it.
Yeah, I think it's a, I think it's an app.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that. No. I don't want them to look at me through my phone.
No, absolutely not.
I don't want them to steal my stupid posts.
Yeah, they're stealing your posts. They're using your phone to mine Bitcoin, probably. Like, anyway, so I don't know how to get to chat. So I've never actually seen any ChatGPT stuff. But a lot of people use it, and are you all very stupid? I don't want to get real mean, but like, are you just like super duper dumb that you're using ChatGPT? Because this seems like only something really dumb people would like.
Look, man, I don't know what to tell you.
And AI is for dumb losers. That's all there is really to it. So if you're not using AI, congratulations. You're not a dumb loser. Metrics got pretty easy. You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. Also, on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For those $1 a month against support the show, we would appreciate it. Patreon has not included any AI in their stuff, which is nice because I feel like that's something they would have tried to get in on. But I did send them several emails from several accounts being like, don't, when they talked about it like a year or two.
You should have
ago.
Sent them a picture of the Moxie guy. Be like, don't, yeah, you do it.
Don't, I swear to God. No AI. Moxie says no AI. Instead of using up all the water, we should pour Moxie into the AI tanks so they burn Moxie, and yeah, then they would die immediately because they don't have the constitution.
No. That's the thing about machines, is there's no constitution.
There's no constitution. Machines can't yearn, and they can't be horny. And they can't drink Moxie. And so they can't create anything real. And if you can't do one of those three things, you just can't do it. You got to hang it up. Go do math. All right, loser.
Yeah. Anyway, wedgie your computer.
Wedgie your computer. It's wild that they made a computer that can't even do math, right? Like, that's because AI is bad at math.
Yeah. Look. Like, that's what computers were made for.
They are literally to compute numbers.
The invention of a computer is to do math.
To do math. And now it's like, I think this sounds right, and that's wrong.
And you demonstrably could be like, no, that is incorrect. I'm like, okay, well, hang on. Let's start over.
Let's start. Yeah, I see what's going on here. No, you don't. You're a dumb computer who can't do math, which is bananas.
You can't even tell me how many times this shape repeats. How many R's are in strawberry is how many times does this shape repeat?
How many?
That's
how
the
many
question
this
that you're asking a computer.
And they're like, two, strawberry, done. It's like, what are we doing on this planet Earth? We only have the one. We only have the one. And I know Elon Musk wants to go to Mars, which is stupid.
Let him. Send him.
I
you know what? Put his ass there.
Let's do it. Let's get him in a rocket, send him to Mars, leave him there. Because here's the thing. Mars is what happens after it goes bad.
Yeah.
Like, we're ruining Earth. Like, we're going to go to Mars to get... And, like, there's nothing there. There's less there. Because they didn't even have dinosaurs. There's not even oil on Mars. You idiots. Like,
we're going to terraform it.
You can't terraform this planet. What do you mean you're going to terraform it? You dork-ass loser.
Maybe instead of planting trees on Mars, we could try planting some trees here on Earth where we are.
First. I don't know if this is the Moxie speaking or not. All this
on a planet
vitriol.
That already is built to support trees.
To have trees on it. You don't have to trick it. You have to put new atmosphere in there because Mars doesn't have an atmosphere. That's part of the big problem.
Anyway, send him to Mars and let him figure it out.
Yeah, alone. Be like, you're so smart, pull yourself by your bootstraps, asshole. Anyway, that's patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. Do you want to just jump in?
Yeah, I think we should. It's already 12:30.
Oh, Jesus. All right. We start off with Mike and Kevin about to train. Mike's eating an apple. And he's like, I bet I can beat you, Kevin, with only one hand while I eat this apple and fight you sword style. And then he doesn't because Kevin beats him. But psych, he tricked him with the apple. He put the apple on the end of the sword. And Kevin was like, what was that? And then Mike put his sword to Kevin's throat. He's like, I win.
Yeah.
Kevin's like, that's not fair. And he's like, I can't keep up with you, so I got to use my clever tricks.
Yes, I have to get creative.
And Kevin's like, was that a compliment? He's like, no, absolutely not. It was not.
This whole episode is leading up to them kissing.
Very much. Well, they do some hand stuff.
They do some hand stuff. And at the end, the very end of the episode, they look at each other and duck out of frame. So
they slowly sink away because Papa Haim, number one, hates kissing. But number two, I feel like if two boys kissed, he would die instantly. So maybe.
Or it would be so funny to him.
He would think it would be so funny. And it's like, that's, I don't think that's that. That's right. Papa Haim. So Jaden comes out and he's like, if you two could, I wrote gung-ho because this is basically, remember when.
If they could teamwork, yeah.
You remember when they had the teamwork, when they had the gung-ho back in Mighty Morphin? He's basically like, hey, if you two could just gung-ho, you'd be so good. You'd be so good together. But then an alert happens and we see a monster who, I don't know what kind of ocean creature he's supposed to be.
Look, I can tell you what he looks like.
He looks, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know really what he looks like, but I know what he looks like he's covered in.
He looks like he's, so I'm very generously, I think he's supposed to be seafoam, but he's got teeth.
He's covered in glue.
He's teeth. Gluey. Uh-huh.
But he just looks like, and I'm, you know what? I'm just going to say it.
Uh-huh.
If I got to put a dollar in, I got to put a dollar in.
Yeah.
He looks like a bloody monster.
He does. And it's gross. It's like, it's gross to look at.
His design for what I just said, his design's not bad.
No, it's good shapes. It's just a little yucky to look
when
at.
When it's so sticky and white.
Right. And also, like, the teeth I don't love.
The teeth are odd.
Don't need to put the teeth in there. Teeth and glue don't really go together in my head, you know?
Yeah.
Like I feel like, but I named him Sticky Arizona.
Sticky? You just went with Sticky?
I just always Sticky, because I feel like there could be a guy named Sticky out there. He's Sticky Arizona. He's just causing havoc. Mike and Kevin show up and attack him, and they're like, together, we'll take you down. He's like, oh, together? And so he shoots glue at their hands and makes them stuck at the wrists. Facing each other.
Yeah. So he does one first, which I think is like the typical, oh, we're handcuffed together
right.
episode. But then he doubles it up and does the other hands also. So they are just face to face. They are stuck face to face.
Yeah. And they have an arm's length that they can get at most, you know, two arm's lengths that they can get at most between them. But a lot of time they're much closer than that.
Yeah.
We go to our theme song. We come back. And Sticky's like, now I'm going to get the rest of you with my glue powers. But before he can do that, Antonio jumps him and starts shooting the TMNT pizza discs at him. and then he's like, well, I'm out. I don't want to deal with TMNT pizza discs. So
no, you're taking an eye out with those things.
You could. And nobody wants that. So he starts running away. He does say at some point, like during this little fight area, that if they can't kill him, they'll be stuck together forever.
Yeah, as long as I'm around, that stuff's always going to be on
the
your
glue
hands.
Remains.
Yeah.
So we cut from there to DeBoat, where Octaroo is yelling at Sticky for running away, and then Xander's like, "I guess I'm going to kill you then," which feels a little abrupt to me. I don't know if that's he's just immediately like, "Well, you ran away like everybody else does, but you're gonna die for it."
Well, yeah, but I was getting shot with TMNT pizza discs.
You don't
want
to deal with that. They
like,
shoot
have you
out
ever
the...
taken a couple of them to the ribs?
They go hard. They launch hard, especially if you're like pretty close. They're not messing around. But he goes to kill. As Andrew goes to kill Sticky Arizona, and then Serrator's like, "Hey, whoa! He's stuck two Rangers together. So like, it's a good thing."
Yeah, he's got two Rangers out of commission. And so let me tell you not to kill him, I guess.
So don't kill him then. And he's like, all right.
He makes it seem like he's going to take him and do something, but he never does. Serrator's going to go do something else.
He has some stuff later that he does. He gets a little Grinchy to some Grinch maneuvers later.
He does. He does the old Grinch classic.
Yeah, but he does. But it also feels like Sticky's one of his boys.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't kill my boy, Sticky. It's your boy, Sticky. And they're like, okay, well, why don't you go?
Well, they lay out the go stick some people together, and then the other Rangers will show up, and you can trap them in a glue trap, basically.
And you'll get him. He's like, oh, that's so good. Why didn't I think of that? And Octor's like, you should have, but you got glue on the brain.
Because you are an idiot. That's why.
That's why. Also, at one point, Sticky calls Octaroo, like, squid something. And he's like, that's an octopus breath to you or something or whatever. He calls him, like, squid breath. He's like, that's octopus breath. But Octaroo is a squid, too.
You could look at his head and see that it is squid-shaped.
It's squid-shaped.
It's got, the arrow at the top.
Yeah, that's 2 for 2 on not knowing the difference between a squid and an octopus. If I had, it's a 2 nickels situation.
Yeah.
So we cut from there to the park where Spike has a baseball. And he says, I've never seen someone catch a baseball with their face before. And then Uncle Bonk stands up into frame with a black eye, which is a pretty good bit. And then... Sticky shows up and starts glue at him and
sticks
then
sticks him. This is weird. He gets Spike on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And Spike starts like freaking out, like, oh my god, a monster just shot. Come on me.
Yeah, I just got jizzed on. Yeah.
And Bulk's like, hey, we'll just wipe it off.
He says it. I don't even know how to describe. So, and this has been happening, I think, a lot this season, that Bulk, and it's not just Bulk, but Bulk specifically, because I know how Bulk is supposed to be. From years and years of watching MMPR and seeing Bulk. Bulk is, he is acting as if he is on a Nick Jr. show.
He is, yeah.
He's like, we'll just wipe it off. I'm Face from Nick Jr. Like, it's strange. It's a little strange.
I feel like this is kind of just a symptom of them not respecting kids as much.
Probably
as they did back when MMPR came out, if I want to use proper grammar and not,
I mean, if you're wine,
I've been
if you
in the South
fancy,
too long,
you want to be, if you want to be a scientist about it.
I've been stuck in Kentucky for too long.
Yep.
Talk about a sticky situation.
That's a real sticky situation. But he's like, we'll just wipe it off, and he wipes it off and they get stuck together.
His hands
get
stuck there. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Spike could just take his jacket off.
It is just on his, like, flannel that he's wearing.
It's on his, just his outerwear.
Although really. This one, and I think, I don't think we see this until we come back to them a little bit, but this one multiplies.
This one, yeah, will spread, and, but it multiplies, I think is probably, the best way to say it, because it, like, the amount of glue doubles when he touches other places.
He gets new spots on him.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a lot of features on this sticky glue foam. We come back to the Sheba house, and Jaden has a sword. And Mike and Kevin are on their knees, holding their hand out. And he's like, all right, I'm going to try to be careful. And they're like, we trust you. And he's like, all right. And he goes to cut it, but the sticky mess is so
hard.
Tough. It's so tough, too.
Because he puts his sword on it, like, when he's aiming it, he, like, touches his sword down to it.
Yeah.
And it, like, makes a tink noise, like he's hitting a stone.
Yeah.
And they're obviously, this version of the sticky handcuffs is hard plastic.
It's fully hard plastic. It's hard plastic. Later, it'll be ropes, kind of.
Yeah.
It'll be like a handkerchief, because they move around a lot, and it's moving with them. Like, they can twirl within the glue, but it is stuck around them. Not terribly consistent, both in texture or plot. But it doesn't work. So then they're like, well, we just, you know, we'll figure it out. And then Mentor is like, you can't be Power Rangers anymore if you're stuck together at the hands. So
yeah, you're in no condition to fight.
And it's like, Mentor, first of all, who asked you?
Epoxinator? He's epoxy something is
it's,
the monster
yeah, it's like
name.
A, it's like Epoxitor. Epoxy face
or something.
Yeah, he's probably epoxy face. But he, like, Mentor is like, you can't do it. And they're like, who asked you? Go do the dishes or something, man. Like, get out of here. There's trash that could be taken out that you're just not doing. And that's your job. You're the butler. So get out of here. But they're like, we'll figure it out. We'll learn to work as a team. Then we cut to a little montage. First up is them trying to sword fight together, holding the same sword against Mia, who has beaten Jaden in practice.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do great against her, even if they had their hands, but they, you know, they don't anyway. They just can't coexist.
But can they coexist?
How will they coexist? They'll never be tag team champions this way. Emily is like cringing watching this, by the way, because they're fighting too, and Emily's just like embarrassed for them, it seems like.
Yeah.
She like goes over to Antonio and she's like, oh, this is hard to watch. We cut to them doing symbol power, but they both have a brush in their right hand, but their right hands are touching the other one's left hands. So like Mike is facing one way and Kevin is like reaching up and over, and they're like fighting each other to do symbol power, and they just make a big mess again.
Yep. And it's just like an ink blot on the paper.
Yep.
I don't know. And they just spin around and fall over. That's pretty much just what they do in this phase of Stuck Together. They're just spinning around and falling over.
The girls like run up to stop them from like elbowing each other in the face because they're getting so pissy at each other. And they're like, fine, we'll do something else. If we can't do power, we can at least do something regular. And they go to get the trash. And they can't decide whether to go around the ottoman this way or around the ottoman this way.
This one is Kevin's fault.
This is Kevin's fault for sure.
Because Mike's like, the trash is in this direction. And for some reason, Kevin is just like, yeah, but it's easier if we go around.
If we go the long way.
If we walk around the living room, we don't have to go down as many steps or something. I don't really know how it would be easier.
I can't think of a single way. Because like, if you're on like roads, sometimes the long way is the easier way.
Yeah.
But never really in the house that's not messy. Yeah. Is it easier to go the long way?
Not usually traffic in the house.
Not often. They end up ripping the trash bag in half. And thank goodness it was just a bunch of dry, big plastic sheets. Just a bunch of miscellaneous plastic from stuff.
Yeah. Just some empty bags and packaging.
Yeah. Nothing wet. No coffee. No. Yeah. Cat litter.
Although when they're carrying it, Kevin, I think it was Kevin, was like, oof, what has Mia been cooking? Like, there's stinky stuff in here.
So I was expecting it to be messy, but it's literally all dry stuff that the crew could sweep up quickly afterwards, which is, I appreciate, but don't dunk on Mia on the way by. You're holding a trash can. It's going to smell like trash. Get over yourself, Kevin.
I hope in the finale she cooks a good, tasty meal, and everybody likes it.
Me too. And I hope Kevin's like, oh, it's going to be bad. And then everyone's like, this is actually really good. And he's like, oh, well, I'll try. And he doesn't like it. And they're like, oh, Kevin, your taste buds are all messed up. Yeah. Like, that's the problem.
Do you like Moxie?
He's like, yeah, I love Moxie. But I especially like the old Moxie.
Oh, no, Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. This is the problem. You like the old Moxie back when it was made in shoes.
Yeah.
They used to bottle it. They used to filter it through someone's shoes before it went into the can. But they rip the trash apart. Trash goes everywhere. And Mentor comes in, and he's like,
this is definitely not a way a human being would react to the situation.
No, not at all. He's like, oh, go get groceries.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Like,
you guys definitely cannot be Power Rangers if you can't even take out the trash, a common household chore,
yeah, regular chore.
He's like, maybe you should do a normal task. They just attempted that,
which is what they were doing.
Go get groceries. Much more complicated than just carrying a trash bag.
Yeah, bare minimum, you have to navigate public.
Go out in public like this.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
But like, be cool. Don't tell them you're Power Rangers. Don't tell them it's a Power Ranger situation.
He comes in and sees the evidence that they cannot in tandem carry a bag and one sends them on an errand that involves many bags.
Yeah, it's dumb. This is the part that made me go, oh, I think I know what Josh means about that.
Yeah,
it feels
I see,
like AI. Like,
I see it here now.
We cut from there to Sticky back in town, Sticky Arizona, running around, throwing glue at people. Willard Nillard.
Love that band.
Yeah. I love their hit. That bird.
Willard Nillard's big hit. That bird.
Play that bird.
Well, one guy in the audience, that bird!
That bird! And so then we see Mike and Kevin, who are, again, at the wrists. Like, they are basically stuck holding hands, like, facing each other. Like, everyone's, like, looking at them, and they're like, oh, it's for normal stuff. Mike says at one point, he's like, it's a class project, and it's like, you're not in school.
Yeah, it's not a weird sex thing. Don't worry about
it. It's not to get our jollies off. It's normal. And then Kevin's like, we shouldn't be doing this. And then Mike's like, we're just dancing. It's just dancing practice. We're going to waltz. And he grabs Kevin by the hands, like, and puts him into, like, waltz position.
Yeah.
And then just starts
dancing in the park. It's cute.
It is. It's pretty cute. And then Kevin's like, we're not waltzing. He's like, okay, foxtrot then? And they start doing the foxtrot.
They just foxtrot off the screen.
Yeah.
Mike's into it. Mike's come around, I think, where he's just like, yeah, no, this is going to end with, I see where this is going.
I know where it's going. I'm just going to get us there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it does, we do cut from there to Bonk and Spike getting more stuck. The glue, they try to move it and it splits in half and multiplies like mitochondria or whatever.
Bulk's hip, and then Spike puts his foot on it, and then it gets on Spike's face and they touch their cheeks. And now we got the screenshot where the thumbnail where they're stuck together at the face.
So
what a sticky situation.
It is.
These two have found themselves in.
They've already said sticky situation once. On the boat, he said sticky situation, and he'll say it again because they forgot when they were writing the second half that they already said it. So then they have groceries. I feel like I blacked out because Mike's in a shopping cart in a second, and I don't quite know what happens.
So they have groceries, and that makes them spin around and fall over.
Right.
And then they see the Rangers run by. No, that's later. That's later. I think what happens is Kevin is like, how are we going to get this stuff home? We can't even walk without spinning around.
We can't walk
over.
Normal. Yeah.
And then Mike sees a grocery cart and it goes, wow, 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 wow. That's the Jackass opening.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
So I guess he has the idea of, we'll put it and me in the car, and then you can just be in control of moving.
Yeah, and I'll sit in the car, and you can push me up the hill in the car with the groceries. So they do that, and Kevin's like, hey, this is, like, not a bad idea. And Mike's like, don't even try to switch. You're pushing. Don't even try. And he's like, no. Like, it's good. Like, it's a creative solution. Like, you're always
good. Yeah,
he's really
not even
good.
Upset about having to be the one that's pushing.
Yeah, he is sweating bullets because he's pushing Mike and groceries up a hill in a car.
Yeah.
But he is, like, complimenting Mike about how, like, he always has, like, you know, like, creative solutions and, like, you know, things, figure stuff out in ways that, like, he wouldn't. And Mike's like, well, yeah, I can't keep up with your mad skills, so I have to do creative solutions. And he's like, was that a compliment? That was also a compliment, wasn't it? He's like, no.
No. What? I don't think you're handsome and ripped like Jesus Christ.
You're not ripped like Jesus and super hot. Gross.
And you're also so good at fighting.
You're great at fighting and super athletic and you're really disciplined and like, but nothing I'm paying attention to.
But you're stupid.
But then, Josh, Kevin's got to pee.
They're walking. And all of a sudden,
he sees an outdoor pool bathroom.
Yeah, they're like walking, and he stops and starts frantically looking, and then he sees the public pool restroom. He's like, Mike, I had a lot of juice today.
I drank a lot of juice today.
And Mike's like, oh, you better hold it.
Please don't. No. And then he just pushes the cart into the bathroom.
And as they're going, Mike's like, no, not the bathroom. Yeah.
And it's like sped up a little bit. And he's like, no, anything but that. And then he goes to the bathroom.
The joke here is that he's going to have to at least see his penis, right?
He has, like, his hand is in brushing distance of Kevin's dick. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, this is in a children's show. And I feel like stuff like this will come up afterwards. Like, we have to go to the bathroom together. Whoa, that's crazy.
In RPM, Dylan and Scott were handcuffed together, and Scott took a shower. So it's just Dylan with his hand in the shower. So
what's the joke for kids? Both of their hands are stuck together.
Yeah.
Like all four of their hands, not both, all four of them.
There's not even plausible deniability of like, well, turn around, I'll use my left hand to unzip myself. It's like, nope, your hand has to be real close to my crotch so I can piss.
Yeah. I just,
so
it just feels a little weird.
Yeah.
And I'm sure kids just laughed because, like, right, bathroom they were like, humor oh, the is bathroom, funny to kids. Bleh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gross where you pee. Oh, they're not thinking of, like, your stuff's going to be out.
They're doing hand stuff in there, whether they want to or not.
Mike probably touched Kevin's penis in there.
Probably. It had to have happened. And then, Josh, this is also a little embarrassing, is that I have drank so much water that I do have to pee also.
No, not the bathroom.
I was hoping, and you don't have to come with me, though. So that's
no, good. Like, yeah, leave me
but
here.
But I will be right back, because I do gotta pee real bad. So I'm back from peeing, and Josh, I got real bad news.
Uh-oh. So did it smell like Moxie?
It smelled like Moxie, and then it started burbling when it hit the toilet, and then a voice came out of it, and it said, thank you for releasing me, and then it flushed down the toilet. I think I was a conduit for some sort of Moxie monster to escape the factory.
Man, I hope our morphers still work.
I hope so. We're just, either that or like we're gonna. It's gonna. It's a Ninja Turtle situation. I'm gonna turn into Moxie soon. I'm gonna be the guy in the can. Anyway.
That's an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode. That the end twist of it is that you turned into the guy on the can.
You're the guy on the
can. Or the guy in the can is your picture now. That's the end.
Yeah,
of the
you're
you
trapped
the
in there, and now he can live your life.
Yeah. Well, don't drink more.
I mean, look. I wasn't even thinking. I was gonna reach for the water. But the Moxie was there.
How can you reach for the water when you got a crisp, refreshing, deliciously different Moxie?
I would say, first of all, it's distinctly different, not deliciously different.
Oh, okay, it's not even good in their
catchphrase. No, just tastes like Moxie is what they're telling you. Anyway, so Sticky, we cut from them going to the bathroom, Sticky lays some more glue traps. We come out. The alert finally goes off, even though he's been in the park for like 12 minutes now. So the alert had traffic.
Yeah.
Couldn't get to their house in time. So Mike and Kevin are coming out, and Mike's like, I was gonna take a turn pushing the cart, but after that I'm not. After having to help you pee. Nope. Cause they're also facing each other, so
I'm trying, like, they either straddled the toilet, they went to a stall, they had to have.
You had to. They can't do that at a urinal. There's no way.
I straddled the toilet, or Mike has just got his feet up on the wall. Behind the
like
toilet.
He's twerking? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, there's no easy way to accomplish that. But he's like, your punishment for putting me through that is you got to keep pushing the cart. But then they see the other Rangers chasing, not chasing, but like running to.
Yeah, it's just really funny when they look up and the four other Rangers. Yeah, four other Rangers just like run by. Don't even see them. They just run by.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we got to go. We cut from there to Sentai footage. The Rangers show up already morphed to fight Sticky Arizona. And he's like, no, I'm going to come over here. So he runs backwards. They run upstairs and immediately into a glue trap. And they're like, oh, man, what happened? And they're like, we're stuck. And he sprays a bunch more glue on him.
Yeah.
Does look a little bit like Marshmallow Fluff in this shot.
Sure, yeah.
Which, by the way, had a Fluff Nutter for the first time in a while the other day. Oh, baby.
Hell yeah, brother.
Fluffernutter goes so good.
Fluffernutter's hit different.
It does.
You can't use Jet Puff Marshmallow Cream.
No, that's trash. Trash juice.
Gotta use Fluff.
It's gotta be Fluff. Jet Puff Marshmallow. Get that out of my face. There's a vegan one at Market Basket now. There's like the Fluff, and then right next to it is vegan marshmallow spread. And it has twice as many calories. And that seems impossible to me that the vegan option is technically unhealthier, but that's, you know, just there's, means there's no eggs.
There's not a lot of calorie in the like bones or whatever they use for make it like gelatinous.
Yeah, they hunt marshmallow mans.
Yeah.
And they grind the bones down and put it in the jars, and then you buy that, and then you put it on a sandwich with peanut butter and you have fluffer.
Peanut butter. Yeah. Generously. Apply generously.
Yeah. I didn't put enough peanut butter on the sandwich. I do think now if I have that, wash it down with some Moxie.
I wouldn't recommend
it. The longer the Moxie sits, the worse it gets, and maybe that's the real trick about it.
But it's not so bad that you've stopped drinking
it. No, I could still keep drinking it. The warmer it gets, it does get worse. So I think having a hot Moxie would have been maybe the flavor that I thought it was, which is to say, like a carbonated night train.
Yeah. Yeah. The cold does hide some flavors.
It does. It's getting worse. It's more and more.
Well, it's warming up.
It's warming up. As it warms up, it's like the polar ice caps melting and the ancient germs getting out.
The longer it sits there open, there's two things. The warmer it gets and the more carbonation escapes.
Yeah, and I think...
So it's getting warmer and flatter over time.
You know, I think the carbonation really covers it. That might have been a lot of it, too, now that it's been sitting for a bit.
It distracts your taste buds.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, a nice... I love fizzy feelings. Love that. And it's like, yeah, we'll slip the Moxie down. And I'm like, ooh, kind of a weird aftertaste. But now that I pissed out the Moxie monster that went down my toilet and said, thank you for releasing me, Spyro, and then left, now it's... There's not even that anymore. And so, like, it's just Moxie left. And it's getting worse every sip. It feels like. Anyway, the Rangers stuck in a glue trap. And they're sprayed with foam.
They're covered in gack. Like, basically gack texture goop.
Yeah.
It's all CG goop.
It's all CG goop. Yeah.
And they're just, like, rolling around over each other. And then they're like, oh, man, we're so stuck. Oh, Mia, I can't believe... You're laying on my back, or what? Like, they're just
Mia's like sucked to Antonio's back, and he's like, oh, get off me. And she's I'm trying.
Mia is on Antonio's back, and she's facing up, and Antonio is face down in the muck.
Well, thankfully, they have the helmets, so their faces aren't stuck to the ground with the glue,
or just covered and suffocating.
That would be, I guess that would probably be worse. So then Kevin and Mike are like, we're the only ones who can stop him. And Mike's like, look, I can't keep up with you, so you need to lower your technique.
This scene, I appreciate
one notch, so I can keep up with you.
Yeah, I appreciate this scene a lot, but it's also weird. It's like, because it's Mike being like, "Hey, I suck, and I need you to suck a little."
I need you to suck a little bit.
But then Kevin comes back with like, "No, no, no! Like, you're the creative fighter. You take the lead, and I'll follow your moves." Like,
yeah.
That's what we need right now. It's not that you suck. It's just that we're different.
We were just different. That's all. But it also kind of plays to like the dancing thing earlier where like Mike clearly took the lead and it like looked good. Like it worked for the time that it did, which is pretty nice. So they confront him. They jump down and like, hey, sticky jerk, your time is over.
And he doesn't recognize them. He's like, who are you guys?
Which ones are you? And they're like, oh. So then they morph, but they're like... They're face-to-face, but kind of offset. And so Mike morphs behind him because it's his right hand, and then Kevin morphs in front of them, and then they do it, like, not back-to-back exactly, but, like, in a way that feels like that. And it's pretty cool. Then they work together. They spin around by the hands. Kevin does an inverted orange crush to Mike, which is pretty awesome.
There's a lot of cool tandem moves here because they're stuck at both wrists, so they have to like throw each other and swing each other, and it's one of the more unique fights we've seen, I think.
It is. So
there's a lot of
point,
like, they flip over at one point, so they are back to back, but their hands are like stuck up, and then he just like flips him back over and slams either I think Mike's feet just into the nose of
just right down on him. It's good. And then they go back to being, front to front, call the horse spear, stab him with the horse spear, throw him up in the air, switch to the hydro bow, and then shoot him.
That's pretty brutal. When they just stab him into the chest, like it goes into him.
It goes into him. Yeah.
And they throw him up into the air.
Yeah.
And then Kevin shoots him with the hydro bow and he starts to disintegrate before it cuts to the explosion.
Yeah.
It's pretty brutal. Pretty brutal way it to is. Kill this guy.
But when he dies, the glue goes away. So they're free. And then Spike and Bonk fly apart. And Spike's like, oh, man. And Bonk's like, what happened? He's like, I stepped in gum.
He's just sitting on the ground. He looks bummed.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, do you want to be stuck together? Or like, but he's like, I stepped in gum. And he had a stick at
Mario!
One point. He had a stick that he was trying to pry Bulk's hand out with that also got stuck in the glue.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, stick is stuck. Isn't that funny? You see what I did
and
there?
And now he's using it to just, like, viciously scrape gum off the bottom of his shoe.
Just go step in some sand. Just it's really your best option. So then it's Big Sticky now. He's Big Sticky and gross. Big Sticky Paul White. So he grows, and he's like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to step on you with my big sticky feet. But then Jaden is already in the Bullzord fighting him. And he's like, thanks for releasing us, Spyro. Now we're free of glue. He starts tackling him with the Bullzord, and then Antonio shows up in the Clawzord Northman mode with Squidly or whatever the hell this thing is, and then also calls out Light Boy. And at this point, I think they must have said, girls, go piss off somewhere, because they are not in any of this.
Yeah.
Even though they were there, and there is a whole extra Megazord that they could be using. But they're like, we got it. So the fight happens. I checked out.
Yeah.
They kill him. And then after they kill him, it blows, like he blows up, right?
They shoot him with the shoulder cannon from the Bullzord, maybe?
He turns into Bullzord man mode, and then Jaden goes to Shogun mode or something. And they kill Big Sticky. And then we get this wide shot of the two Megazords the three Megazords in the explosion, and Mike and Kevin on the ground as Rangers. And we hear the girls cheering, but we don't see them. What's going on? What are we doing?
Well, the girls are around. Presumably they're in a Megazord. We just didn't see them.
They just like, we got it. Don't worry. Go fuck yourselves, I guess. Like, who cares? Like, it sucks.
It does suck.
So we cut from there to a fire that looks like it's just stones. It's burnt down logs that are now charcoal, but it does look like it's just stones to me. But Decker's there and he's getting impatient. He's like, when is this Serrator going to show up? And then he shows up, and then Decker's like, who are you? So so Decker knows that Serrator can fix it, his thing,
yeah,
but doesn't know what Serrator looks like.
Well, I think he only knows that because Dayu was like, Serrator can fix it.
Right, okay.
And so he's just like, who the hell is Serrator? When is he going to show up to fix my sword? And then a Nylock shows up, and he's like, who are you?
Who are you? What are you doing here? And he's like, I'm Serrator. Remember? And he's like, obviously not.
Yeah, he's like, you say that as if I should know you. Are you the one who can fix my sword, Uramasa?
And he's like, yeah, I can fix your sword, and I can fix Shami's.
Well, yeah, because he's like, yeah, I'm the one that made that sword.
He is straight up bragging about, like, I turned you into Nylox, and it's wild that you two are not dead, because humans that get turned into Nylox apparently don't last long for some reason. They can't handle it. Their bodies give out, maybe.
Yeah, it's like the was it the senator from X-Men?
When he gets turned into immune, he turns into goop. He melts. Yeah,
he just kind of like.
I think we should turn more senators into goops. I think we should.
We should try it.
Just
yeah,
a couple. There's a couple that I can think of that we should just put like goop in, make them goop, and just be like, tough it out. And then when they melt,
some of them are Some of them are halfway there.
Some of them, I feel like, are walking around in meat suits like Edgar from Men in Black. Some of them are straight up like, sugar, water.
I'm talking about Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, well, no, that guy is he's only powered by his racism and hate at this point.
That's the only reason he's not dead.
The only thing keeping him upright is that, and it's wild that evil people never die. What's up with that? I know the answer.
It's a lot more stress-free to hate people,
I guess not caring about other humans is like a chill time that lets you become rich and powerful and live forever. And that sucks the moon out of the sky. And also they're probably doing, according to the Epstein files, I don't know if you've seen any of this, ritual sacrifices on boats and stuff. So like, is any of that real? If 1% of it's real, it's pretty fucked up across the board.
Yeah.
So, anyway, make Mitch McConnell a goop, man.
Yeah. Let's finish the job.
Just finish the job, man. Where's Magneto when you need him, honestly? So then Decker's like, okay, but you're gonna fix my sword. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to fix your sword. I'm going to fix her harmonium, which that's not what it is, but whatever. And he's like, I'll fix him up there, and I'll bring him back here.
Yeah, but he's like, first, also, I'm going to take your broken stuff. Take this dagger.
Here's a magic dagger. I'm going to go.
I wait further instructions.
And I'm going to leave now, and I'll come back when I want to. You've waited here for, I think, 5 days now, probably. You'll be fine. So he leaves, and they're like, okay. And then we cut back to the Sheba household, and now Mike and Kevin are a well-oiled machine. They're putting groceries away and dishes and stuff, and they're just saying, like, can, and tossing it behind their back, and the other one's catching it and putting it where it goes. And
Mike tosses a box of cereal that goes left, goes rogue, but Kevin kicks it up with his foot like a hacky sack and
He does. It's an advanced hacky sack maneuver, too, the behind the back, over the shoulder kick. That's not for the faint of heart. That's real. That's real sack power. That's practiced sack.
You've been practicing some sack.
The sack acumen, the sacumen, if you will. But then the eggs go wide, and they both go for the eggs, and they both drop.
Well, because Mike tosses them, he goes eggs, and Kevin's like, no,
not yet.
And they just smash on the ground.
So they smash on the ground. Everyone's like, I guess they're not too well oiled. That's good. It's still, still a little normal around here. And then Mike and Kevin are in the shot, and they both pull up a cleaning instrument that would not help cleaning up eggs.
It is one of them is like a handheld broom, and the other one is a dustpan.
It's a brush and a dustpan.
You're just going to smear the eggs.
That's a bad call. And then they just slowly lower out of frame while staring longingly into each other's eyes.
Staring into each other's eyes. And they get down there and they kiss over the broken eggs.
They kiss over the broken eggs because they love each other now.
Yeah.
And
once you've been stuck together.
I mean,
you really learn a lot about a person.
You do,
And Mike and Kevin, they like what they learned.
I guess so. I mean, at least one of them has seen the other one's junk.
That's just true.
I do kind of ship it. It like this episode, they're cute together. This episode,
it is a little weird because they hate each other, and then suddenly in the park, Mike is into it. It's like very abruptly, like, now we're just dancing, having fun.
Right. Well, the hottest thing someone can be is a little mean,
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
That's just science. So. But that is the end of the episode. Josh, you started. I get to pick the first best. The best is, I think the best is the intro of Spike and Bonk, where he's like, I've never seen anyone catch a baseball with a face before. And then Bonk stands up with a black eye. That got me. That was pretty good.
I do want to shout out, because I forgot to mention it at the time when it happened. But when they first arrive and the other Rangers are like stuck, and they see them from up on the elevated walkway that they're on.
Yeah. The promenade.
Mike jumps up and out of the shopping cart in like one real slick move. I had to watch it twice.
I missed that. I'll have to check it out.
He's staring at them and he just like hops out. And it's pretty cool that he did that. Nice. my best is the fight choreography. when the two of them, when they're morphed and they're beating the crap out of him, when they finally figured out how to gung-ho.
It all comes back to gung-ho in the end, really.
Yeah.
The worst is, oh, you know what my worst is? And I didn't talk about this even a little bit during the episode. The worst is that this is like the fifth or sixth time that a monster has had this exact voice this season.
Oh, I haven't even noticed. I'm so monster voice blind, I think, at this point.
All of the monsters, some of them are doing, you know, Joey Texas is like, I'm a little bit country.
He's yeehaw. And then, and then
Petey Pennsylvania is like, just kind of like, you're boring. Like, he's a little bit like higher up and a little snottier. But like a lot of monsters are just like, I'm just like a gross man. Like, it's, there's nothing different. And I feel like it's the same voice for at least like five monsters.
Yeah.
And that bothered me, this episode. It started to rear its ugly head. And I can't think of another worse thing than that, so I'm going to go with that as my worst.
I'm going to go with Mentor.
Oh, I could go with Mentor, too.
I'd be like, you can't even do a basic task like take out the trash, so go to the grocery shopping.
Go grocery shopping. And the way he says it is like, it's like he just appeared on Earth for the first time, and his first words ever are go grocery shopping.
Yeah, but he's also talking to them like taking out the trash was
a ranger training
that they failed at. It's weird. It sucks so bad. We could kill him off.
I'm doubling up. Mentor's the worst.
Make Mentor goo.
Make him goo. Put him in the X-Men machine. Make him goo. MVP is Mike?
Yeah, I don't even think it's close.
I think it might be close-ish with Kevin, but I don't think it's close after that.
Yeah, I think Mike just does a lot more work.
Yeah.
Or just better work than Kevin, but I enjoyed Mike a lot in this episode.
Yeah, same. Now we have to rank it.
I think, look, my feeling about this when it went off was that I liked it.
Okay. Mine was that it felt like an MMPR episode, which I usually think works good for Samurai, but it felt like an MMPR episode from season 2, where like, yeah, it's fine. Nothing really happened, but yeah. Sure. But like,
I just thought it was really cool that both, like, they were stuck together at both wrists.
It is a fully new way to be stuck together in 720, yeah. You know, 30 episodes, which is nuts.
And it wasn't just like they did that and forgot about it. Like, them being stuck together that way was important, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is this heavy metal or my brother?
Is it what I have? Is it heavy metal what I have, or is it my brother? I like that episode better.
Okay, I think I agree with that. But I think I like this better than the Munchies.
God, the Munchies is the last episode, and I already don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I think I like this one more.
All right, I'll trust your instincts. Coming in at number 13, Sticky Situation. How could I forget? Sticky Situation. So the next episode, if you're watching on YouTube, the playlist is gone and it's weird now.
Yeah.
But the episodes are still numbered. But they're numbered wrong because they put the Christmas and the Halloween episodes as just regular numbered episodes, but not even where they aired. So maybe the Christmas one, but definitely not the Halloween one. So we're going by the Wikipedia list for the rest of this, which means that everything's going to get so weird from here on out. I think the next episode on the playlist that I have bookmarked, so it's still around, so I can still look at it.
It's crazy that it exists, but you can't
find it. Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on inside the YouTube Power Rangers official. Next episode is like Trust Me. Next episode is called Trust Me, and then the one after that on the playlist is the Halloween episode. It's like Trickster Treat, maybe, but that's not the next one we're watching. The next one after that, we're gonna jump to The Master Returns.
Okay.
So, and then we'll do the Halloween episode maybe after the finale.
We'll do it in October of
2026. Yeah.
So look forward to that.
Yeah.
When we're in Ninja Steel, maybe? I feel like we've been doing this season for 5 years now.
It feels a little bit like that. We had a lot of time off because of stuff. But like, we'll be in Mega Force by October. I hope to God and Jesus.
Yeah, we should be. I don't think we'll be in Ninja Steel though.
No, because that's after, that's two more from now, because there's also a Dino Charge in between that. We're not skipping Dino Charge. That's the good one.
Oh, I forgot Dino Charge was in between. I thought it went Mega Force, Ninja Steel, Dino Charge.
No, you would think it would go from Idiot Show for Babies, Samurai, to Idiot Show for Babies, but the only, like, Cocomelon, to, like, a Diaper Babies show.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. There's apparently the good one in between.
There's a good one in there.
There's one good one in there that's Dino Chart, and I hope.
Then they make the Diaper Baby
show.
Then
it goes to Diaper Babies. And not even Mega Diaper Babies, my favorite episode of Rugrats. Just regular Diaper Babies.
Yeah.
And then it's Beef Morpher. And then it's Dino Charge / Dino Fury. Then it's done forever. Over. Then we're done, and we're going to watch the Super Mario Super Show. But only the live action stuff. Well, we haven't decided. Yeah. It's one of the things we've.
We're spitballing. Of. We're spitballing.
Right. We're gonna do the loop. We're gonna watch all the Mighty Morphin again. Yeah. We're gonna do the loop. But then who knows? There'll be Power Rangers by then. I imagine there'll be more Power Rangers by then. So, anyway, next time, trust me. It's called Trust Me.
I trust you.
You can take that one to the bank.
And you've always said that. I've always
said that. Water update. I only drank two. I still got a full one.
I only drank half this bottle of water, which is crazy because if this was in a cup, it would have been gone 40 minutes ago.
I drank two bottles and most of a Moxie, and I think that's really the problem is the Moxie was weighing me down. I didn't drink coffee, and I'm tired now because I need a coffee around now or else I get sleepy. So I don't think this experiment will go on much longer, at least not with the Moxie variable will be removed. I can't imagine doing this again.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, we'll see you next time for Trust Me. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I need to go back. Enough with these simulations. Give me the arcade.
I don't want to have to shift my car. I want to shoot tornadoes.
I want to shoot tornadoes. I want to have an oil slick. I want to race around a barnyard and do a jump off of the chicken coop. I don't
want
to.
Oh, you want Mario Kart?
I don't want to go to. Yeah, but I want to be able to be Bill Elliott while I'm doing that. Like, I want to be racing in Bill Elliott's McDonald's car, shooting tornadoes at Dale Jarrett.
Like Waluigi.
Yeah.